In this episode of Fictional Hangover, we're discussing the movie Let It Snow, based on the book of the same name. We briefly discuss our favorite and least favorite bits, characters, and all that other jazz, and mostly have Christmassy discussions. If you have any interest in hearing Claire and I talk as you watch the movie, which is currently on Netflix, please listen to the bonus episode of Fictional Hangover released along with this episode. We'll tell you when to press play, and you can watch the movie along with us and listen as we shout about it. You'll hear the same things that are in this episode, maybe in a different order, and you'll hear lots more obscenities! Whatever you do, please enjoy and have a wonderful holiday.
Hey everybody, welcome to Fictional Hangover, a podcast about young adult and new adult books, series and authors that is full of spoilers, but this week with a twist! I'm Claire.
And I'm Amanda.
And I've already been eating sugar, can you tell?
Yes!
And today we're going to watch Let It Snow on Netflix, an adaptation of Let It Snow by Maureen Johnson, John Green and Lauren Miracle.
Standard disclaimer, if you haven't watched this movie, please remember that Fictional Hangover is all about spoilers. If you haven't read or listened or watched the adaptation and don't want to be spoiled, stop listening and go read or listen or watch the book and or movie. Then come back. If you haven't done this but want to pretend that you have, or if you don't care about spoilers, or if you just like the show so much that you don't care about any of that, then listen up.
That was amazing.
It was really good. It was really good, right?
That was one breath. That was brilliant. Kudos.
Thank you. Thank you very much. guess what today is?
It's Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Yay!
Merry Christmas! Yay! Santa's babe!
Yay. And now you're listening to us. I'm glad we get to spend Christmas with you listeners.
Yeah, it's nice to spend the holidays with friends.
It is. It is nice. Thanks for inviting us into your ears on Christmas.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
Yes.
So this is going to be a little weird. It's going to be a weird episode.
Yeah, I'm already got the heebies and the jeebies about it. This is a bit interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit different. I hope it goes okay.
Understand it.
We'll see. But hey, it might be fantastic. And if so, maybe we'll talk more movies based on books or TV series based on books in the future.
Yeah, there's so many adaptations that have been done that we try to talk about but concentrate on the book, or we want to watch when they come out.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes.
You know, watching movies based on books is one of my favorite things. And also, if I discover something down the line, a movie that I've watched before, if I discover that it was based on a book, then I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to read the book. And I love it. I love reading the book and watching the movie and enjoying them as separate entities.
Yes, that's the important thing.
That's the important part. And I'm excited to do it with this one. Right?
Yeah.
So, background info. Did not fill me with high hopes.
Lukewarm feelings?
No,
oh,
I don't
no.
know.
Oh, no.
So, from RogerEbert.com, this is just a little paragraph or a little sentence or two that I took. Adapted from the book by John Green, Maureen Johnson, and Lauren Miracle, director Luke Snellen's Let It Snow follows a group of high school seniors on a snowy Christmas Eve, each with some void to fill or a vulnerability to be addressed. They're like junior versions of rom-com prototypes. And then
so
the
I'm
worry
guessing this
sets
Roger,
in.
I'm guessing this Roger Ebert. I'm sorry, I've never heard of
you
him.
You don't know Roger Ebert? He died a few years ago, and he rated all the movies, and everyone was like, definitely, you have to go with what he says. You could always trust that his movie reviews would be fantastic.
Yeah, we had a movie review program that was always pretty good, but sadly, you know, it ended.
Yeah.
People pass away.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tend not to go into movies having read reviews anymore. Like, I used to subscribe to some movie magazines,
mm-hmm.
but I stopped because I didn't want them influencing my opinion. So I'll watch a trailer, I'll go to the movie, and then I'll be like, yeah, okay. I mean, I controversially, apparently, didn't think Avengers Infinity War was all that great. And I was like the only person who said, it was all right. And like the Joker movie, it was fair.
I refuse to watch the Joker movie. I refuse to watch the Joker movie. I actually refuse to watch any DC movies because they've let me down so much. I don't even want to watch them anymore.
Yeah. However, I have seen the trailer for Wonder Woman 84, and I'm like,
haven't even watched it. Don't even care. Do you know what I saw a trailer for yesterday? The new Ghostbusters movie.
I saw that today. I didn't realize Paul Rudd was in it. I'm so excited. And yeah, the little girl who plays the granddaughter looks to be perfect casting.
Yes, she does. And also Finn Wolfhard is in it, and he's like the new everyone's favorite teenage actor. So it's going to be good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It looks like a good sequel.
Yes, I'm excited. Interesting. I'm excited to see it. Do you know that Ghostbusters...
But let's do our Christmas movie.
I got to tell you something more about Ghostbusters. Do you know Ghostbusters 2 is the first movie that I ever remember watching in the theater?
Really?
Yes, and it holds a very special place in my heart. I also have a very... I have a life-size Viggo the Carpathian on my wall.
Yes, you've showed me it. Yeah. Yes, it's amazing.
Yeah, Ghostbusters 2 holds a very special place in my heart.
I love the original two Ghostbusters movies.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Okay, but we're not talking about Ghostbusters.
No, that's not like a festive movie, is it? No, they're not set.
They celebrate New Year's Eve in Ghostbusters 2.
Okay, we'll allow it. It's a festive movie.
It's festive. It's a holiday movie. Yeah.
Yeah, so that you have to watch that over the holidays now.
Yes.
That is your homework.
All right.
In the next week, you have to watch Ghostbusters 2.
Yes. Everyone, not me, because of course I will.
Yeah.
Everyone has to do that. Okay, so what are your initial thoughts?
Okay, the book was so bad.
Yes.
However.
Surely the movie is going to be better. Right?
This is the whole book versus movie thing.
But I'm just saying that because normally, I mean, everyone says that the book is always better, but we did not love the book. I loved Maureen Johnson's story. Maureen Johnson's story was fantastic. And also, yes. I mean, I love Maureen Johnson as an author, and her books are fantastic. And we're going to hit Truly Devious next, like in the next couple of months, because the third one is coming out soon, and I'm very excited. Anyway.
Yes, it is slated.
So we enjoyed the first story, but then it went downhill on a sled, speeding.
On a twister mat.
Oh, on a twister mat, speeding down a snowy hill, maybe directly into a tree.
Killing a family of squirrels.
Yes. So, okay, so I guess I'll take it back. Well, I can't say that it's going to be better because everyone always says that the book is better than the movie, but it's going to be okay, right? 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 I'm scared.
Please feel free to insert cricket noises at that point.
I think I will. This is our podcast this week. Like, what if it's bad?
It'll be fine.
Okay.
Do we have a summary for the movie? Is the movie different? Is like the synopsis different from the book?
Is there one? There's one on Netflix, right?
There is. Yeah. Hold on, let's have a look. So a snowstorm hits a small town on a cold Christmas Eve, affecting the friendships, love lives, and futures of several high school seniors.
Okay, that's pretty generic. Okay, yes. Okay.
I don't even know. Can you actually say that this is an adaptation of the book Let It Snow? It is so vastly different, even to the stage where the names seem to be completely changed.
I mean, I think that there are names that are also in the book is the only thing that is the same.
I mean, does it have to be a certain percentage where they actually say, yes, this is therefore an adaptation? You know, got the Waffle... I can understand them changing Waffle House to Waffle Town because of...
Right, that's
licensing and legalities. But, and even dropping Starbucks and just keeping it all at the Waffle Town. But it's so different.
It is.
I think somebody needs a slap.
I agree. Okay, you watch a lot of Christmas movies, yes?
Yes! Oh, so Oh, I finally watched A Christmas Prince 3, The Royal Baby, on Sunday morning.
Was it very good?
It's so cheesy.
Was it so sad?
No.
Are Christmas movies sad? Is that why this movie is sad?
No.
Because Christmas movies are
supposed
to be
heartwarming. It's the same with any kind of, like, I suppose, romance and stuff, where they have the boy meets girl, and then one of them fucks up, and then they get over it, and then they live happily ever after. That's how they traditionally go. This is depressing. This is killing my buzz. And I had some cake before I started recording, because I thought, ooh, I'm going to be not able to really eat snacks, except my emergency chocolate. Because I don't want to have the chewing sound. So I had some cake.
Right.
As a treat. Do you have any Christmas Eve traditions?
Yes. It's funny. Growing up, my mom, she's a nurse, so she was often working around the holidays. And somehow along the way, I don't even remember when, but like we didn't have a big Christmas Eve meal because mom was at work. So we ended up eating Kentucky Fried Chicken on Christmas Eve. And now we eat Kentucky Fried Chicken on Christmas Eve every year.
Nice.
And yeah, I mean, I don't do it now. Like Jacob and I don't do it now that we live away. But anytime I go home for Christmas, we still eat Kentucky Fried Chicken on Christmas Eve.
So you're going to Arkansas, so you're going back to your parents for a week.
Yes.
Are you going to have Fakemas?
Yes.
So are you going to have Kentucky Fried Chicken the night before then?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Excellent.
We've already planned it.
What is your Kentucky Fried Chicken meal of choice?
Well, you know, I'm not an enthusiastic carnivore, so I would really like to only eat coleslaw from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Just coleslaw?
I would eat it all day long, every day of my life, I think.
The Kentucky Fried Chicken in Britain ran out of chicken once.
Oh, that's...
It was on the news and everything. And then they finally got the chicken stocks back after a couple of days. And they ran out of the gravy. And, that's, like, the second biggest seller next to the chicken, apparently. I haven't been to a KFC in years.
I haven't either.
And usually it's, like, motorway service station Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's desperate. It's desperation. But they don't seem to have them anymore, like, as frequent. Because they usually have, like, little supermarkets where you can get decent sandwiches and pasta salads and things. So it's like, well, I'm not going to go and get stomach ache from one place where I can get something that's a bit lighter and more palatable somewhere else. So do you have any traditions with Jacob then?
No, not really.
You see, my Christmas Eve tradition, and we've always done this, and I hold it now, is that cake is made for Santa. We make cake for Santa.
Okay. I like that.
Cake, and the whiskey gets put out for Santa, because mince pies are gross and wrong.
Is that what you
Sweet
leave
mince
your
pies.
Santa? Mince pies and whiskey?
No, ginger cake and whiskey.
But, like, that's a tradition.
Traditionally, it's, I'll say traditionally, but, you know, the stereotype is that it's milk for Santa, a mince pie for Santa, and a carrot for Rudolph.
Okay. Well, we do milk and cookies for Santa.
It changes from house to house in availability.
Yeah.
1 year, Santa, a.k.a. my nana, got very drunk on the amount of sherry me and my brother left out for Santa.
Nice. I like that.
We may have been slightly aware that Santa didn't drink alone.
No. Yes.
But no, in my house now, we make a cake or a cookie or something, a biscuit, and we'll leave it out. But last year I made a ginger cake and it was very nice. So I'm going to make it again this year. I've already got the ingredients.
I like it.
And whiskey.
Okay.
And whiskey.
Okay.
Santa likes whiskey in our house.
But
we also, the tradition is to have fresh new sheets on the bed, fresh new PJs, and you have your bath or your shower, and get ready in your PJs, and then you sit and you watch a Christmas movie, like Matthew's really into Arthur Christmas this year, which is great, or a TV show that's vaguely Christmassy, and then he goes off to bed, and then Mummy and Daddy watch something a bit more adult.
And drink and the Santa whiskey?
Have a couple of beverages. We get a bottle of adult beverage each.
Nice.
Of choice. We don't drink the whole thing. It's usually just like one drink and that's it.
I forgot. We have another a family Christmas thing, and we do the pajamas too. And even though I've moved away from home, my sister, she was always in charge of buying the Christmas pajamas. She still sends us Christmas pajamas.
I have this image of you all wearing like pajamas even from a distance.
Yep.
Does your sister still live in Arkansas?
Yes.
Cool. My mum used to still buy us our Christmas PJs. But then it was like, Mama bought some already and it was August. And she's like, right, okay. I like to prepare.
Yeah.
I've had my Christmas PJs for months. Do you do advent calendars?
No, you asked me this in another episode, I think.
Did I? I can't remember.
I didn't grow up doing them, and we're not doing it this year, but I have a gingerbread house. And cool. It has, remember?
That's right, with the drawers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not doing it this year because we're not going to be home for a good chunk of time.
I've got a Harry Potter Lego one, and I got Ron today.
That's fun.
With his Christmas jumper that has the R on. The first one was Harry with his H.
I want a Weasley sweater.
My mum could knit it. She's very good at knitting. And crochet.
She likes projects.
She likes projects. Does America do Boxing Day?
No, we don't do Boxing Day.
Right, my gift to you is Boxing Day then.
Okay, what do I do on Boxing Day?
Boxing Day is amazing. Okay, so you've got a choice. You can either be one of these people that gets up stupid o'clock in the morning to go and hit the next sales. Next is a clothes shop.
Okay.
And then it's like a jumble sale and, you know, fisticuffs at the same time.
Do you get arrested at the Floby Village? Is it like that kind of thing? You get arrested?
You could do. There's always that potential. However, I've never done that and I will never do that. So my Boxing Day, which is what I feel like is the gift, you sleep in.
Okay.
You lie in.
Okay.
Then you come into the living room in your pyjamas.
Okay.
And you put the TV on and you watch Christmas movies or movies that you've got from the Christmas or the Christmas specials that you've recorded, like Doctor Who's Christmas special and whatever.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then once you've done that, having your first cup of coffee in the morning, you just sit and read books.
I like this.
Usually the ones that you've been bought for Christmas, because you've quickly read everything else so you can start the Christmas lot.
Okay.
And then eventually at lunchtime you have, I don't know if you get them, the par-baked baguettes. So they're already formed, they're already like mostly there. You just have to bung them in the oven for another 10 minutes to crisp them up and actually cook them through.
Okay.
And then you have leftovers. So my leftovers of choice, turkey, bacon, cranberry sauce, brie.
Okay, that sounds pretty
good. With leftover pigs and blankets on the side.
So this is your tradition? This is what you do?
Yeah, doing very little. That was more before Matthew. Now it's kind of like toys.
Yeah.
Or visits to a parent house. But more likely we just take it slow.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk Christmas movies.
So,
we established that you are not a fan of the Christmas movie.
Right, I am not a fan of the Christmas movie.
So what are the Christmas movies that you will tolerate?
None. Especially fucking this one.
What movies that are set at Christmas will you tolerate?
Die Hard.
Thank you. That's one at least. Hang on. I will not tolerate you besmirching the good name by not even mentioning it of the Muppets Christmas Carol. Look me in the eyes and tell me you do not like the Muppet.
Okay, well, I will watch anything with Muppets. No, I will watch anything with Muppets. All day long, forever.
Thank you. I had my annual viewing party of the Muppets Christmas Carol at the weekend.
Oh, that's fun.
That's where we know Christmas starts.
That's fun. Did you have a favourite part?
I kind of like the weird church thing with the Chinese dragon, but probably the conversation.
That's my favorite part. Yeah,
probably the conversation at the end between waitress girl and the cheerleader. I'm sorry. This is awful. I care so little about this the movie. I'm not even bothering to memorize the names.
No, but I don't think I agree with you that Jesus flying on the Chinese dragon is my favorite part. And you know what? That didn't happen. But it's still my favorite part. Yeah. Yes. We've daydreamed, and that is.
Yeah.
That's it. Do we have a least favorite moment? All of it?
Everything with Addie, because I can't.
Yeah, she was awful.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's less moment, more the change, so much of it that it's unrecognisable.
Yes, that's really.
And I know we said at the beginning, you know, we love movies, we love books, we love movies, we love fiction, we love adaptations. We can also distance ourselves from the book and the movie. But even Lord of the Rings had the walking to Mordor and, you know, had the key elements in. And I think when you're an adaptation, there's a certain amount of key elements that you need to have. There's integral things that needs to be kept in. And it's like the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
There was bits of the Hunger Games that was missed out. More so the character development with the sister.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still the Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I didn't know that it was based on a book,
I don't think I would have known. No.
I wouldn't have been able to put it together.
No, far too different. And I think it's upsetting because, like we say, the first story was brilliant. Like, it was funny, it set a great tone, and then...
Yes. And then why was it so sad? It seemed sad. And I thought maybe that... I mean, you already told me that it's not, but I thought maybe Christmas movies are sad, and that's why it's sad? But that's not...
No, Christmas movies are heartwarming.
Did you have a favorite character? The pig?
The pig?
The pig. Yep. Yep.
I like Dory Waitress.
Yeah, I liked Dory Waitress too.
I thought she had her head screwed on.
Mm-hmm.
She knew who she was, what she was, and she helped people. She helped realise to Addie, you're a stinking self-centred bitch.
Yes.
But I still love you.
Yeah.
And, you know, she helped cheerleader girl. She helped realise that, you know, it's okay to be who you are.
Uh-huh.
She was probably the best character.
Yeah, I agree. She was probably the best character. She had the most redeeming qualities. I mean, I guess Stuart was all right.
He seemed a bit of a mismatch, though. Do you not think? Like,
it did seem, but I mean, he came. I guess he came back at the end, so that's heartwarming.
But then you can understand why he was carted off by his. Staff, you know, it's Christmas Eve and whatever, but
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the comedy was missed. Even the two stories that we didn't really like from the book had moments of silliness that was not necessarily laugh out loud, but it was
at least amusing. Humorous.
Yeah, that wasn't there.
No,
it was missing, and it was like. The whole bit with the twister, like, the whole point of the second book for me was, like, the whole, you know, walking through snow, taking forever, oh my god.
Yeah.
But it was also, you know, the stupidity of them just desperate to get to this party because there was cheerleaders, they're racing against the time because there's other people who are going to get there and they need to take Twister.
Yeah.
And it was the most ludicrous, simplest, stupidest reason. But they did it. And what is with this whole Duke going out with JP? I mean, I'm sure that he takes the place of that greasy-haired person. Was that Billy?
Yeah, I think so.
That she was supposed to be going to the winter formal with. Yeah. So he takes that place, but there's far too much. That was a complete role reversal, wasn't it? Where it was supposed to be Torben wanted to get to the party because cheerleaders. And she's like, nah, I'll go because there's hash browns.
Right.
Did they even say the words hash browns?
I don't think so.
Hash Browns was an important character in those books for me.
Yes, Hash Browns were a very important character. I don't even know. I don't even have anything to say anymore. I was very disappointed in this movie.
Yeah.
Very disappointed in this movie.
Were there any surprises during the movie? Since we're
I was surprised by the Chinese dragon at the church. I was surprised that Joan Cusack is involved in any way, shape, or form.
She lost a bet, dude.
Because she lost a bet. Yeah, that's the only thing. She lost a bet. Or she just showed up on set on accident.
She just finds out where people are filming and just kind of like tries to insinuate herself in.
Yeah.
For the betterment of the movie, really.
Yeah. So were you surprised by anything?
The people go at the Waffle House on Christmas Eve to party. And
that's not a thing.
Okay.
I mean, I guess they might because Waffle House is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, so maybe some people
Tweet the Waffle House and ask them this question? You know, for science?
Maybe we should.
For research purposes, Waffle House, we need an answer to this question, and I need to try hash browns.
Yeah, you do. You do need to try hash browns. So maybe they'll respond, and then you can ask them to fly you here. And or fly us to a location that has a Waffle House.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's time. It's time for Would You Rather. Hooray! Woo!
Woo! Pew, 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 pew. Would you rather have a quaffle waffle from the Waffle Town or Waffle House hash browns?
Waffle House hash browns, hands down. Would you rather have a quaffle waffle or the cheesy waffle?
Quaffle waffle!
Yeah, I'll have a quaffle waffle then. I mean, quaffle waffle is fun. That was nice. I like Dory.
I'm interested. Is the quaffle waffle like a real quaffle where it kind of like has DNA memory? And then, you know, if you go back to it later on, it unlocks and suddenly it's like secrets hidden inside.
My friend, you need to enjoy more Harry Potter. That is not the quaffle, that is the snitch. The snitch opens up. My friend, you've let
me know. I've only just read the books once.
I know, and I'm really proud of you for having done that.
Would you rather take the One Ring to Mordor or ride the Chinese dragon in the church?
I'm riding the Chinese dragon in the church. Would you rather take the One Ring to Mordor or watch it?
I'm going to Mordor, see ya.
Go to Mordor. Oh, gosh. Oh,
this is just, I don't understand. I mean, I appreciate the multicultural, denominational nature of it. That's sweet.
That was pleasant. Chinese dragon at church is what you always want.
I mean, I've never, it's the thing that you've always wanted, but you never know you need it.
Right.
Would you rather have Joan Cusack stalk you or take the One Ring to Mordor?
I think I'd be okay with Joan Cusack stalking you.
I didn't realise that Joan Cusack and John Cusack were siblings.
But their names.
Doesn't matter.
That's true, but that's a very unique name.
It is. It wasn't until I was watching, was it Point Blank? I love that movie. And she's the agency on the other side, he's Booker on the other side of the phone before he goes and assassinates people. And I was like, they look like each other. And then I checked. I was like, ah, that's because of brother and sister.
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather
what?
Deliver the One Ring to Mordor or be given an apology pig? They both have long-term consequences.
Does the pig stay small or does it become a giant rideable pig?
Whatever you want. I mean, a giant rideable pig sounds quite attractive, actually.
I mean, I...
Yaw, yaw!
I think if it was a small...
Bacon, go forth!
No, because then... No. I don't think I want to have a pig that... No, I would feel bad about having a pig because of how much I like to eat bacon. So I will sacrifice the pig and eat bacon on the way to Mordor.
Nice crispy bacon.
Yes.
Potatoes. Oh. Would you rather sign an NDA for the boy that you kept fancy or totally Instagram it?
I would not Instagram it. I guess I would sign, but I wouldn't do that. I'm Dora here in this situation. I wouldn't do that.
It's a bit tacky. It's all about Elizabeth Bennet facing Lady Catherine de Bourgh in the garden for me. It's like, you know, I've heard that you're engaged to my nephew, Fitzwilliam Darcy. Oh, is that what's going on? Is that the rumour? Yes, tell me you won't marry him. You will never enter into such arrangement. I would never promise that to you. Slap fight.
Can we get in a slap fight right now? I think I need to be slapped to wake up a little bit. I'm fine.
You ready? You ready?
Yes.
You ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Rough.
There you go. That was a 4,500 mile slap.
That was great. Thank you. I needed
it. You're very welcome.
I needed it.
Good. Excellent. Would you rather watch the movie again or read the book again?
Ooh. I read the book. Could I listen to it? Does that count? I would listen to it, I think. I don't want to watch this movie ever again.
You have to sit down and concentrate on the audiobook. You can't be distracted by doing chores or walking to work or whatever. You have to sit and listen to it.
Again, the book at least made me laugh once or twice, so I'm going to go with the book.
Yeah, I felt like even with the book, when I was hating it and raging and messaging you at 2 o'clock my time in the morning, going, what on earth is this? Why am I being subjected to this? At least it was funny.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like the rage was funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is apathy.
Yeah, this...
And I think apathy is worse than rage.
Yeah. Okay, so what are your final thoughts? My life lesson is, just because you're a movie star, a singing sensation, does not mean that you can steal from children.
Never punish yourself, punish others.
Punish others. That's a very good, villain.
That's my life lesson for you.
Never punish...
Don't punish yourself, punish others.
Punish others. Okay.
Yes.
Good. Yes.
So in this instance, we need to find the people responsible for this and go, no, bad Netflix, naughty Netflix.
No. And just flick them on the nose.
Yes.
Is that it? Can we just wrap this up?
What I'm gonna say is, on a final note, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. And if you don't celebrate, thank you so much for actually listening to this episode of Ludicrousness.
Yes.
Please let us know if you do enjoy the book and or movie Let It Snow.
Yes.
And tell us why.
Yes, we are curious.
Not to be complete downers about it, but, you know, we didn't enjoy it.
No.
And sort of understandable, because Amanda doesn't like that, but I love this kind of thing. Just have an absolutely wonderful Christmas.
Yes, thank you. That's it for this episode of Fictional Hangover. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Claire.
Join us next time as normal service resumes and we discuss the winner of our New Year Listener Choice Poll. Hooray! An Ember in the Ashes by Saba Tahir. Send us an email at fictionalhangover@gmail.com if you'd like to join us for an upcoming Would You Rather segment, or if you have any books to recommend. Also, be sure to look out for the next Would You Rather poll on social media. Until next time, remember, the only cure for a fictional hangover is another book. Or Jesus riding on a Chinese dragon. That's a cure for a fictional hangover.
fictionalhangover.com, follow us on Instagram @fictionalhangover, find us on Facebook facebook.com/fictionalhangover, and on Twitter @fictionalhangover, no ER. And also a special thanks to Liz Emerson for our music. You can find her on Facebook and Patreon. Thanks for listening.